Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Advertising is a pervasive influence on children and adolescents, and young people view more than 40,000 ads per year on television alone, and increasingly are getting more and more exposed to advertising on the internet, in magazines, in their schools, you know, on their social networks. The ads pop up all over the place. My guest is Dr. Dina Borzakowski. She's an internationally recognized expert in the area of children, media, and health. Welcome to the show, Dr. D. So let's speak about children and ads, and specifically cigarette ads. Now, it was my understanding that we have less cigarette ads than we used to. I mean, they're not allowed on TV anymore. You don't hear them on the radio, but yet kids are still being exposed to them, aren't they?
Sure, they are. They're still seeing them in retail establishments. When they walk into a convenience store and they have their pack of gum or their soda and they go to the counter, right behind the person who they're staring at are all those rows of cigarette ads and brands for them to sort of be exposed to. But we have made some good steps here in the United States about reducing exposure to ads.
Okay, so we've made some strides here, and yet kids are still seeing these ads. Now, even ads that are not for cigarettes. Let's take, for example, alcohol ads. Those are everywhere, and they make it look very attractive. And then there's shows like Mad Men coming on. I'm sorry?
Sure, it's not just the ads. Exactly, Mad Men. You see not only ads in between shows, but you see the promotion of alcohol and other products within shows. So it's not all, it's product placements within a program as well as the ads in between the shows.
Okay, I mean, because shows like that really make it look very attractive. So what do we do as parents to keep our children from seeing? When I'm on the treadmill, my kids see me watching Mad Men, and even old Bewitched episodes. Old. She's smoking while pregnant and then having a martini. And they see those things, and I say, well, that was back in the 60s, and we didn't even really know better then, but we know better now. What do you tell children?
I think, you know, you have to be very open about advertisements and make sure the kids understand that someone's trying to sell them something. And especially with preteens and teens, I think that's very effective to say, you know, they're trying to convince you to do something. And most kids don't want to be convinced by some adult out there in the ether space to go buy a product. So if you can, you know, make it very overt of like, well, you should think for yourself. You should be independent about what you want to choose. You know, there are people who are trying to sell some pretty bad products out there, and most kids need to be critical thinkers about the ads they're exposed to and the messages they're exposed to.
How do we make our kids critical thinkers about these things? I mean, we see some of the things, and I say to my kids when they see a particular toy, we've gotten to the point where they'll go, I know, Mom, that that doesn't really work that way, or that that's really a cheap piece of plastic, or that cereal is way too sugary, you know, or those rolls are so, you know, those fruit rolly things, you know, any of those things, but for other things that they see adults doing.
Oh, sure. It's hard. It's hard for adults as well. We know better as well. We know that, you know, we know that the ads are trying to target us as well, but it's hard to be, have your guard up. One of the problems, though, for kids, they don't understand that it's a persuasive message. There's a difference between children and adults. Younger children don't get that someone's trying to persuade them to do something. They see ads as just information and information sources for their well-being. So if we try to get them to understand that there's persuasive messages out there and there's a bias to the people who are trying to sell the product.
Well, how do you do that? How do you explain to your children that they're a bias because they think that this person is telling them the truth?
Well, in honesty, I think it's very, very hard. And that's one of the reasons why there have been calls for bans on advertising to small children. Small children don't have the developmental ability to really take that other perspective and understand the bias of the salesperson. So that's why there have been calls to say, you know what, enough is enough. We really don't need to bombard young children with advertisements, especially if they don't have the cognitive ability to understand them.
Okay, so we've got, you know, children seeing all these things. We talk to them about them. We keep the communication lines open. On TV, you know, they're not going to see cigarette ads and things. But now let's enter into the picture and complicate it a little bit with the social networks. They go on YouTube. If a video is popular, it gets a lot of hits and thereby advertising. And those ads pop up all the time. You know, on Facebook and all these others, there's ads everywhere. We cannot control all of these things.
No, we can't. And in fact, actually, that's one of the complicated things about social media is who's really regulating them. And at this point, social media is regulated by the people producing it. So people who run Facebook, who run Google networks, are the ones who are controlling how they allow ads to be out there. Now, as a parent, though, and I have young children as well, there is an age requirement for some of the social media. So if you know your 9-year-old or 10-year-old's on Facebook, that's not supposed to be the way it is. They're supposed to be at least 13 years old before they're on Facebook. So one of the things is to protect your kids who are younger than 13, who may not really get that they're getting bombarded with ads, as well as, you know, conversing with their friends.
Well, and you can... You know, we've talked on this show before many times about monitoring your child's social networking or media, social media, you know, maybe even looking at some of the things. Now they're getting ads even on their phones. So as a parent, we have to be just extra vigilant in keeping an eye on all of these ads, all of these social media forms that our children are using, and talking to them about the reality. And really, Dr. D, even the games and video games that they play have these messages, subtle messages. And as parents, we have to see them and say, you know what, this is not real. This is not real life.
Absolutely. And that, you know, real life has consequences. You know, I talk about this often with community groups and children. You know, what you see in a game is not real. And some of the behaviors that seem to be acceptable, as in, you know, hitting someone as a reaction or, you know, pushing someone to the ground or stealing something even in a video game. I'm not sure why we think it's acceptable to let small children play these types of games.
Or even go to the movies. You see some kids at movies that you know are very inappropriate, and there they are sitting there with their parents, and the ads before the movies are just as bad as the movie themselves, and the ads for the other movies that are in that same genre are just as bad, and I'm shocked that some people allow their kids and actually encourage and take them. Now, in the last minute, please give your best advice for parents, very specifically on how we can deal with the negative ads, the cigarette ads, and alcohol ads, and things that are bombarding our children on a daily basis, and help them to see these ads for what they are.
Well, I think the thing that we need to do is we need to put down the screens and actually look our children in the face, in the eye, and talk to them. And talk to them about what are the different messages that they're getting. And it's a great way for parents to say and to convey what they think is right or wrong. You know, it's up to the parents to parent. And it means putting down the phones and putting down the screens and actually talking with your child. And it's hard to be a parent these days. But, you know, we've got to try. And we've got to talk about the messages we're seeing.
It is up to the parent to parent. What a novel concept, but one that is absolutely so important. And parents, we have to monitor all of these different forms of media now. And I know that it's not easy, but we have to keep on top of it so that our children don't see these things as attractive and something inviting, but explain to them the realities, the health, you know, the devastating health problems that can come from some of those ads that they see. And just be straight with your kids. Look them in the eye and talk to them. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.